Well, Bitcoin's a electronic currency that's not backed by a central bank, that's backed by a network of computers, backed by mathematics, which means it can't be gamed, it can't be intervened with. Not like a central bank where a government can lean on the central bank and say, print some more money because we want to go to a war somewhere and need to pay for it.
And you're a chicken farmer here on the Sunshine Coast, and you're wanting to establish a business where your customers pay for their eggs using Bitcoin.
Yes, that's correct. That'd be lovely. I'd love that.
So what does that actually look like? How would someone acquire Bitcoin in the first place and then pay you for it?
Well, there's multiple ways. A more standard way would be to use a Bitcoin exchange, which is a bit like a stock exchange, where you basically deposit some Australian currency, and they'll exchange it into Bitcoin, which you then can transfer out. That takes a bit of time, like a stock exchange. Or you can use some more modern websites, more peer-to-peer exchanges. There's Local Bitcoins and Paxful.com. They're where local traders basically sell Bitcoins for all sorts of things in return.
So it's like converting currency.
It is, yes, it is. It's basically foreign exchange.
What happens from there? People get these coins, and then is it just kind of like online banking where they can just transfer you that money when they buy your eggs?
It's pretty much like that, yes. You store your bitcoins in what's called a Bitcoin wallet. Now, Bitcoin wallets, they can be on a computer, they are, can be on your phone. There's some standalone Bitcoin wallets. They are all by themselves. They look a little bit like a credit card with a, it's about the size of a credit card, slightly thicker, with a keypad and a fingerprint scanner. And that's where your Bitcoin sit in.
But you can also have like a debit card with them as well.
Yes, you can. There's some other services like Coinchar and eCoin where you can take your Bitcoin and then just use them anywhere. You can use FPOS in Australia or a Visa card worldwide.
Okay, so now I understand what Bitcoin is and how it works. What's the benefit for you as a farmer using it and being paid that way?
Well, my benefit would be bugger all fees. Sorry, pardon the French. Immediate payment. Once payment's done, I don't have to wait a banking day for it to arrive in my bank account.
And are your customers doing this already? Have you been able to convince them to start using Bitcoin?
At this point, no. I've spoken with many of them. Some of them are quite interested, but here in our local area, it's me and my wife that accept Bitcoin. So where would my customers get their Bitcoin from? From me. So it'd be a bit silly me selling them Bitcoin so they can pay me again. So that quite doesn't work like. So I guess to make this really work, we have to build a smaller Bitcoin economy here locally as well.
So sell that to people. How are you going to achieve that on the Sunshine Coast, amongst farmers and consumers? And if you are able to do that, what's the benefit to them?
I'm planning on having a workshop where I can show people what Bitcoin actually is, where I can show people how to use it, where I can help people set up a Bitcoin wallet, maybe even get their first couple of dollars worth of Bitcoin. That's basically how I'm trying to introduce people to it. And then the benefit is it's just going to move so much easier. Everyone's saving because there's less fees. There's bugger all fees.